Shut up and sit down.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Build, Paint, Play. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jake, and today we are joined by our friend Patrick from Bombshell Miniatures.
And hey. As you can tell there, sorry, just really, yes, you can tell Jake will be gruff and grumbly for the entire
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah, not doing too well. But sorry, Patrick, I was going to... I interrupted you there. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate your inviting me. It's great to be here. I like having the opportunity to sit and chat with you guys. So hopefully we'll have some fun.
Definitely. I think we will. Say hi to everybody in the chat. First up, I'm not sure if you've seen that first comment from Scott.
I did.
Yep. Evening, folks. Dave did hear that episode of Crown of Command podcast that Jake was on. It was pretty good. He had lots to say. Great episode. Maybe you can guest on it as well. Yeah.
I was just trying to answer all the questions he kept asking me.
That's what we have. It's the way we work. Everybody should know that by now. I'm the quiet guy. With the stories, and we go from there. It all works out well. Greg's joining us. Hey, Greg. John's here. Jeff's here. Josh is here. Cyberwolf. Good evening from Austin, Texas. Who's Cyberwolf? What's your first name, Cyberwolf? So we can know and we can learn it. I'm sure we know. Dan says, we decided we were going to start calling you both Jave. It works. It's
okay.
I do enjoy the economy of letters there. Why not Dake though?
Yeah.
Dake.
Excellent. Scott says, "Love your work, Patrick. I got some of it on the WOMP site back in the day."
Ooh. Yeah. That's quite a ways.
Yeah. Again.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Excellent. Matt Bowles is here. Lee is here. Evening. Oh my goodness. Okay. Cyberwolf is Mike Becker.
Oh, hey, Mike. Yeah. Glad you could make it. That's cool. Good to see you. Yeah.
Glad you can join us. Very cool. And Dan just says Jave sounds better than Dake.
Okay.
I don't know. I think for both Jake and I, we'll be confused by either one for a long time.
It may sound better if you guys had, you know, more syllables to each one of your names, you know, where you could, you know, then it's just,
yeah,
one
that's
syllable.
True. We both have one syllable names. It's tough to, already shorten that.
Right.
Yeah. For sure. I'm not sure if I told you this, Jake, but the, so in Australia, the Australians are classically, stereotyped as, like shortening everything. We're always told, okay, we're always shortening words. What we're actually doing is we're turning each word into a two syllable word. So Dave would actually become Davo.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that just it wouldn't be a single.
Because I shorten everything as short as possible. I do it to everybody.
Yep. Excellent. And awesome. Matt is going to enjoy our comedy comedic stylings. Very cool. Anyway, so Patrick is here. For those of you who don't know, Patrick is an incredible sculptor and owner of Bombshell Miniatures. Patrick, you've been sculpting for a long time now, I'm going to say. How long have you been sculpting?
Yeah, since 20 years. 2004 is when I started sculpting miniature stuff.
Okay.
I was doing polymer clay and, you know, some of that other stuff just as, you know, side art things, you know, before that.
Right.
But and it's all started, you know, they say the gateway drug for, you know, sculpted miniatures is doing model conversions and stuff. And so that's what I was doing, you know, for our Warhammer armies and that kind of thing. And so I had a little collection of stuff that I had done, and there was a local show here where I got to meet Ed and Dave, you know, from Reaper Miniatures.
Okay.
Whenever they had just first started up, it's when they were at their first location. And so it was seeded, and then I kind of went away and came back to it later. So, but yeah, it's been a while.
Been a while. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I will say it's not too long. Not too long. 20 years is not too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I started like semi-pro, I guess. I guess the first sculpts that I sold were to Impact Miniatures and then later to Reaper.
Okay.
And that was, I want to say it was around, 2004, 2005, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, Chris Cumming has joined us, as has Mel. Hi, Mel. Hi,
Chris. What's up, Mel? What's up, Chris?
Yep. While Jake's voice is down, maybe this is a great time to talk about how lame Thundercats really was.
Dude, nobody's going to believe that.
And soccer players are just as tough as hockey players.
Okay, now he's living beyond the pale now at this point.
Exactly.
He's Canadian. He should know better.
Yep. Nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to believe you, Scott. Fantastic. Okay, just... this is the time of the show when we jump into talking about a few different things before we get into the meat of the episode. Yep, exactly. You're correct, Jake. I am going to click on this, and then I'm going to click on this.
But did it lock up?
No, we're all good. okay, or did it lock up for you, Patrick? So Patrick,
yeah. It's kind of
glitched a little bit. Yeah, Patrick lives down in rural Texas. Is that fair to say, rural Texas?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of, it's not as rural as it could be, but yeah, it's we're living in an area that's not even an incorporated city. So yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
But.
Cool. So, yeah, very first thing we need to do is to thank our season sponsor, the Army Painter. I grabbed this from the Army Painter's Instagram page. And actually, when I was watching Brent on from Goober Town Hobbies. He was talking about the different things that he'd sort of done with in his work with the Army Painter, or his interactions with the Army Painter, not so much work. But one of the things he suggested was that in the starter paint set, as well as having paints and a brush, you needed a single piece mini. So that's when somebody buys that box, if that's their very first hobby purchase, they've got a miniature in there that they can start painting straight away. And lo and behold, this picture popped up and I thought I'd grab it. And it is a pretty cool mini. I love that pose. Very sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw that video that he had posted the other day, and that's a great starter set.
Loads of great colors in there, and It all seemed to mix pretty well. To give but looking good.
Their new metallics are so good.
Yeah. This set's available for pre-order now, Jake. Is that right?
Yeah, this one and the complete set, I think. Right. Well, actually, I mean, at this point, they're all up for pre-order. But
they're all up for pre-order.
I believe it's the mega set and the complete set come out first.
Right.
And then the Fanatic Starter, the it's the other one. It's not the Most Wanted. It's like the second half of the Most Wanted. I forget what it's called.
Right.
Essentials. Yeah. I think it's Essentials. Okay. So like that's also available. And then all the single paints are up from what I remember. And Matt Bowles is on here, so he'll probably know as well. But yep. I believe the release date for all this stuff is for the first two sets is in March. And then the rest of the range is going to come out over the course of April. The sets will come out first and then the line will come out.
Cool. So either head to the Army Painter website, which is down below, or head into your local store and talk to them about getting a pre-order set up for it.
And if you don't have a friendly local store, which you should, but if you don't, you can order off alphamega.com, alphamegahobby.com. Yep. Oh, speaking of which, found out the other day,
yep,
there's some Chinese company that has cloned our logo, and they've made up a fake website. And I know because some guy called me and was like, hey, I placed an order with you guys a couple of days ago. I haven't gotten it. And I was like, oh, look it up. I'm like, what's the name on the order? And he tells me, and I'm like, I don't have it in here. And he's like, oh, I ordered like these three Conquest models. And I was like, you definitely didn't order them from me. And he's like, I'm looking at your website right now. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I see your logo and everything. And I was like, what does your search bar say? Are you on alphamegahobby.com? And he's like, no, I'm on something, something, you know, hobbies at ca.us, like whatever. And I was like, that's not us. Like, I don't know where you are. I'm like, here, like, this is our website. So he's like, oh yeah, this looks totally different.
Right.
So guys, they've done it before. Man. When you scroll to the bottom and it has like all the, like on your page, it has, you know, Texas and your address and everything. So their address, all I did was I just right clicked and copied it and put it in Google. And it's literally like a rural street in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. There's no house there. And right. then the phone number has like four too many numbers in it. So it's not a real number. It just looks like one. So I contacted our IP attorney because we own the Alpha Mega logo. Like I own that internationally. So we called him and then he's like, I'll reach out to the hosting site. And then I emailed the hosting site. And then the good news was, unfortunately, these guys are morons. They keep putting Games Workshop stuff up at below what's minimum advertised price.
Right.
So Games Workshop, I was like, I'm just going to let the 800-pound gorilla take care of it. They did it last time. They went after him last time and got their site taken. Because on their main page, they have like a bunch of Titanica stuff. That's all, you know, it's like a Warlord Titan for $60. And I'm like,
yeah, maybe not.
But
yeah. Cool. Excellent. So next up is Hobby. And Hobby, we've been up to. First up, we've got Patrick.
That's awesome. Is that a Talarn medic?
No, it's Sister Verity. She's a character from one of the novels. And it looks like, thanks to rural Texas, Patrick's feet is frozen.
Oh.
No. Okay. We will move along and we'll come back to Patrick once he's back back with us. Jake, what have you been up to?
Yeah, the horde continues to advance. So the squad in the back, the red squad, they're basically done. I actually pulled them out and kind of touched them up because I didn't realize that I didn't finish. I used on the last couple of guys I've done, I used the black contrast paint, black Templar, and I like painted in all of their like seams. And on those guys, I didn't. And I was like, oh, that's going to drive me nuts. So I like went and got them and like pulled them out and did all that stuff and cleaned them up. And then went back and touched them up. So that squad is done. And then the squad that's closer to the bottom of the screen, I have to do their chest eagles. I have to do their, I already painted their eyes white. I have to do like I use the Tesseract glow on their eyes. So that's
super vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to do that next and I'll tilt them all backwards and so it'll pool. I have to do that. And then I have to do their white stripes. And then I just got to base them. and then I'll have both of my my battle line units will be done.
Okay.
And then in the tray, and then the three guys to the right on the back of the paper towel, that's my two lieutenants and my captain. The lieutenants, I'm just going to do them at the same time as the squad because they basically have the same paint scheme. The captain, like we were talking about before we jumped on, he's a little more fiddly. There's so much flair on that model. He has so many different like textures and things. And I'm like, oh God, like I have to paint so many things on him. But then they'll all be done. And then in the tray, I have 10 Death Company and my two apothecary or my two sanguinary priests. And then I'll be done. The sanguinary priest should be easy. I'm basically just going to paint their tabards and stuff. And then I got to hit them with the apothecary white and then I'll go back and I'll edge them. And then I just got to do like, they're all like detail. It's all like, you know, their red helix pattern things. And like, they have their sanguinary badge and they have like lots of blood drops on them. So there's a lot of little like knickknacks on them, but like their paint scheme overall should be pretty easy.
Okay. That's cool.
You haven't gotten your vortex mixer yet?
No, still don't have one.
Okay. They're very handy.
And that's what I keep hearing. My arms still work good, so I haven't had to like I haven't had to get one yet, but I probably will. I was talking to my wife about it. She's like, "Oh, maybe I'll get you one." I was like, "Cool." So my birthday's coming. Who knows?
Cool.
Nope. That's fine. Excellent.
Yeah, Dave. I'm nervous, man. I'm starting to get nervous. I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna have enough time.
You're gonna laugh at me when.
I'm hoping to get these guys knocked out before Sunday, because on Sunday I leave and I go to Gamma, and I'm in Gamma for like the whole week, and then I get back and I work Friday and Saturday, and then I have Sunday off. So I'm hoping I can prime the tanks. Like the tanks aren't working because I was homesick today and yesterday. Like I didn't get to prime them. So I'm hoping it's gonna be nice next week, and then I basically have a week before we go to Adepticon. So I get home and I have a week. Right. Or no, I guess we have 10 days. So
yeah, don't.
I'm hoping I get them.
Don't sell it short. Oh, good.
So how many more thousands points of Space Marines did you paint?
Well, we'll get that in a second. While we've got Patrick here and the internet's working, we'll go back to Sister Verity. Tell us about this, Patrick.
Well, this was a conversion that I wanted to do that I came up with. It's a character from the Hammer and Anvil novel. And as I was reading through that, there was a distinct description of her kit that she had for being deployed to Sanctuary 101, which is kind of this desert planet where the convent or whatever you call it is. And so I thought, well, I've got some bits. I've got the, novitiates box set that's got the little medic and stuff in it. And so I thought, well, I had an extra Minka Lesk figure, the little limited Imperial Guard. So yep. I thought, well, that's going to make a pretty good combo there. So it's bits from both of those kinds of models. And so I finally got that primered up and did the Zenithal spray or whatever the highlight thing on it. And so I'll start painting that probably this weekend.
What is it? Is it so. Minka's head and torso?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then then all the rest of it's... novitiate, hospitaller, whatever that's called.
She's got some big hands.
She does. Well, particularly on the right hand, it's comically large, actually. Yeah. But that's the actual sculpt from the kit. So, you know,
did you consider, resculpting it?
No, I'm so out of touch with the green stuff, and it was enough to patch up, you know, the midsection and do the little habit or wimple or whatever that's called, you know, and the goggles and things. I was just like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to mess with that stuff a lot anymore. So, right. Yeah, no, that was the extent of it. So,
excellent. No, yeah, she looks cool. I think
thanks.
It's gonna be great to see her. We'll paint it up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. So
what color are you gonna go for the headscarf there?
That it'll be white. I think I'm gonna stick with whatever the standard novitiate colors are for that. Okay. Because it's kind of from the book, and I think the main characters are the Order of the Martyred Lady anyway, so it's kind of that stock black and red, you know, for the regular sisters and all that. So
yeah. So that would match well across with the white hair and excellent.
That Zorn palette, right? The Zorn palette, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Scott says, "Boy, converting minis must be so much fun when you can actually sculpt."
Well, it's more like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like, well, you know, I've here's a collection of bits, and you know, make something out of it. So,
I love converting. Like, I'm not a good sculptor in any way, shape, or form, but I've gotten really good at like flipping my snips around so it's flat on one side or mm-hmm. you know, or the well on the other side.
Yeah.
So I always snip with the flat side towards what I want to keep,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll like you know file them down so they fit nice. They fit really nice. Mm-hmm. And I've had to use like a little bit of green stuff to like gap fill. And I can do like fur, like green stuff fur is like the extent, or yeah. like belts. That's like the extent of my sculpting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've always loved converting. Converting has always been my favorite. It's one of the reasons I was kind of bummed out about a lot of the new sets, like the old Jess Goodwin or the current Jess Goodwin Tactical Squad mm-hmm. is like one of the best kits ever. So I used to buy that. And then like